This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that India's rapidly changing aspirations demand a governance model that is not only efficient but deeply citizen-centric, underscoring the need for public service to keep pace with the rapidly transforming world. The Prime Minister highlighted that India is advancing swiftly amidst fast-changing global systems and must continuously update its governance machinery. Mr. Modi stated this in a video message today while addressing the Karm Yogi Sadhana Saptah 2026.
आज गवर्नेंस के जिस सिद्धांत को लेकर हम आगे बढ़ रहे हैं उसका मूल मंत्र है नागरिक देवो भव। इस मंत्र में समाहित भावना के साथ आज पब्लिक सर्विस को ज्यादा कैपेबल, नागरिकों के लिए ज्यादा सेंसिटिव बनाने पर फोकस किया जा रहा है। अब शासन को सिटीजन सेंट्रिक बनाकर एक नई पहचान दी जा रही है।
The Prime Minister highlighted that improving ease of living and quality of life should be the primary focus of governance. Turning to the critical importance of technology, the Prime Minister pointed to the deep integration of technology into government functioning over the past 11 years, spanning governance, service delivery and the economy. A week-long Karm Yogi Sadhana Saptah started from today. It aims to build the capacity, performance and efficiency of civil servants across the country. The Parliament has passed the Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill 2026 after Lok Sabha approved it today with voice vote. Rajya Sabha has already passed the bill. The bill provides for 50% of posts in the CAPFs to be filled by deputation in the rank of Inspector General and a minimum of 67% of the posts to be filled by deputation in the rank of Additional Director General, and all posts in the ranks of Special Director General and Director General shall be filled by deputation only. The Parliament has passed the Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2026, with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. The Lok Sabha had passed the bill yesterday. Legislation amends certain enactments for decriminalizing and rationalizing offenses to further enhance trust-based governance for ease of living and doing business. After this, the upper house was adjourned till the 16th of April. The Andhra Pradesh Reorganization Amendment Bill 2026 has been passed in the Parliament after Rajya Sabha approved it with a voice note today. The Lok Sabha had already passed the bill. It accords statutory status to Amaravati as the sole capital of Andhra Pradesh. Campaigning has gained momentum for assembly elections in Assam, West Bengal, Keralam, Tamil Nadu and Puducherry. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today joined a roadshow in Kolkata in support of the party's candidates from Bhavanipur, Rashbihari, Baliganj and Chaurangi assembly constituencies. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Shah stated that the lives of the people of West Bengal have become nightmares due to corruption, lack of security for women, infiltration and subsequent demographic changes. The Supreme Court today took a serious note of an incident in West Bengal's Malda district where 7 judicial officials engaged in the Special Intensive Revision SIR exercise were taken hostage, terming it deplorable. Taking suo-motu cognizance of the incident, the court criticized the state administration and sought responses from the state chief secretary, director general of police and other officials over their inaction on the issue. In boxing, India's Aditya Pratap Yadav stormed the semi-quarterfinals of the Asian Boxing Championships, defeating Saudi Arabia's Mausa Al-Hausau in the men's 65-kilogram category at Ulaanbaatar in Mongolia today. In Indian Premier League, Sunrisers Hyderabad set a target of 227 against Kolkata Knight Riders in the sixth match of the tournament at Eden Gardens in Kolkata. KKR was 74 for 3 in 6 overs when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.